Hi, it's Christopher Cumby, and we're on the move. Good day, everyone. Christopher Cumby, and we're on the move. Welcome back to the show. If you have been following from the beginning, you'll know that this show is basically stacked on top of each other, providing tools to deal with the day as a busy entrepreneur, business professional, sales pro, and maybe you're at home with the kids. That's cool as well, because all these tools are applicable to life, but I pulled it all out from my journey as an entrepreneur and also amazing people that I've surrounded myself with so that I can provide information every day to deal with the stuff we've got to deal with. But today, I wanted to also let you know that we've got some guests coming up. I think I mentioned that already, and can't wait to share some really great insight from another perspective, of course. But I just needed to let you know where things are on that level. So let's get started today. We're going to talk a little bit about meditation and the power of the mind and getting yourself in a situation where you can leverage visualization tools, NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. I'm going to bring actually one of my partners on who's a master at this stuff, and he's going to share some great stuff with you, the audience, as well. We've been designing something really cool in sales to help leverage neuroselling and, very cool program we're helping people with communication. No matter if you're in sales or not, the communication that you would learn from this that we teach is absolutely phenomenal. So we're excited, and that's just pouring out right now into some of our clients that we're dealing with, and obviously the new ones that are coming on board. Meditation. So, speaking of that and building out businesses, I'm going to bring you way back in time a little bit here when I was building my very first business. Not a lot of opportunity to learn from the internet. I had to learn from doing. I didn't have much to pull from other than maybe some resources that I had to physically go and, find. Some resources were able to be consumed through events, of course, and network's always been a great place to get out there and learn from others and obviously interact and see what's going on. So I always encourage to go out there and get to some events and try some things and meet some new people. That being said, one of the things I know after building my first business is that mindset is such a powerful tool when you've got it down, because when you have a positive mindset, man, it can get you in some really great places. And of course, when you look at the world a little negative, and sometimes, we all fall into that trap. And it is a trap, because if you stay there, unfortunately, you're going to be trapped in that world. And, I'm not a big fan of not having the things I want. So I know ultimately to get it, I have to use the power of positivity, because that's the law of physics. Like, I'm not going to talk about anything that has any, foo-foo to it or, is fiction. This is stuff that's being definitely in the last 10 years studied with profound results. And I am, super excited to share some of those things as I go along here. And I'll leave some links for you when I do mention them. And of course, always join the mailing list at christophercumby.com. In fact, I'll be pointing you to that a little later when I offer up some opportunity to grab a meditation system, NLP system, so that it'll help you. And again, that's what it's all about, is helping the audience with things, because I know what it takes, and having those resources around you are so valuable. Take advantage of them. So back, way back when I was starting, mindset was an absolute positive thing that, you know, we need to have, because I'll tell you, I was on a spiral and wasn't sure really what I wanted to do with you know, my business, because I was starting down one path and I was in the water business for a little bit, direct selling. And then I moved over to energy. In fact, I kind of did both, you know, for a little while, and I knew that split focus wasn't going to get me anywhere. So I rode the energy horse and right to the bank. In fact, you know, when I was building things, I had to learn, settle my mind, use meditation skills to also just allow life to, you know, come towards you and be pulled. Because if you think of yourself as a magnet, you know, or better yet, I've used this before in some past shows, you are a transmitter and receiver of energy. Thoughts are energy, and you can use those thoughts to do something that, you know, Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about with his fifth dimensional creation. And I know it sounds crazy and, you know, maybe way out there, but if you think about it a little bit, you know, we all have visualization. In fact, I'll give you a prime example. Often when people have, you know, fears, or they end up, you know, having a dream, let's say, and they want to go out there and go get it, then they often, and automatic, you know, in many ways, pull themselves to the fact of, you know, the struggle to get there is going to be too big. And therefore, they, you know, they don't take any move, and they have these fears to even take one move, like one move. And that's why I call this show On the Move, because you have to take the action. And, you know, going back to the day of building my business and, you know, having a positive attitude, man, there were times when, you know, if I didn't have a positive attitude, I often wonder where that would have pulled me. So when I'm in trouble the most is when I have the most positive outlook on things. And it's just, you know, again, something you've got to rely on to pull yourself through. And using meditation allows you to disassociate from the world and the problems, and gets you some energy back in into that heart center of passion, of love, of what you do. And, you know, again, that's assuming you are doing what you love. And if you aren't, that's probably a good place to go back into some of my beginning shows and, you know, pull out some of the tools like Clarity Tool, you know, the Success Loop. Maybe you're going through some stuff right now that you need a, you know, a boost. So all the way through the shows, they're short format. And I did it for a reason, because I want to provide you a tool, then I want you to go apply it, and then I want you to pull yourself out of it and get that, you know, motivation that's inside of you, because it's inside of you. I can't provide that motivation. I can for me. In fact, doing this show allows me to pull power out and then go do the things I need to do in my day. So that was a purpose behind the show, is that I can get huge motivation, listen to my own words, apply the tools, and go to work, and then attract the stuff that I'm trying to achieve in my life by taking the necessary actions every day and keeping score. See, keeping score allows you to look at if the actions are actually, you know, doing anything for you, because that's a big clue, folks. If you're continuing to do the same things, you're expecting to do, you know, get a result that's different, then you're going to be in big trouble. So you got to keep scoring. You got to know and learn when to pivot and when to maybe try something new and go for it. At least try. And then you'll learn from that and you'll continue to go for it and so forth and so on and so on and so on. So meditation allows you to take the time out. You need some time to connect. And you got to connect inside. Inside is all the answers that you need. And then you can also use a technique called neuro-linguistic programming to help you and pull yourself from something or to something. And I'm not going to do it justice to explain that. I'm actually going to bring, like I said, one of my business partners in to explain NLP on a deep level so they understand. And I'll be doing that soon. So pay attention to that show, and I'll put it in the show notes as well as the title probably. The Power of Neurolinguistic Programming is probably what it's going to be called. But today, looking at the ability to leverage a tool like meditation and NLP, and if you don't know a lot about it, I just recommend Googling it. Like, people ask me all the time, like, well, you know, do you know this, or have you seen this, or you know, can you show me this? And I'm like, have you Googled it? Like, folks, it's called Google. Google it and you will find some information, and then you can kind of dig deeper. And then maybe once you're a little bit informed, you can find out even more information, because I'm a big believer in making sure you learn, you know, be careful who you listen to, learn from people who know. The best people to learn from are people that have what you want and have been where you are, okay? So they're the best people to learn from. Have what you want and been where you are, because they're going to understand and give you information that's going to share, because they know the value about where they were in life, and then how sharing information that they got from someone else was able to pull them towards where they wanted to go. And a lot of the people that I've interviewed and talked to and went through different events with, and all these things, have one thing that I've noticed is they all find time for themselves to center. And one of the major things that I saw, and I would say 95% of people, that they've touched some NLP and meditation practice into their lives, and they pulled that in as something that it's just not, you know, when you're in trouble, you go do it. It's like you do it all the time, and it becomes part of you. And it's an energy, and that you can then rely on as a tool, because you get really, really good at it. Like anything, when you do it long enough, you get really, really good at it. And then it allows you to be able to go in places that you might not have been able to go to before. So I really recommend it. I've got a great meditation in NLP free. It's at my site. You can check it out, christophercumby.com. And just go to Learn With Me. My book is there as well as a meditation. Go grab them. I mean, I put it there for a reason. Really wanted to share, get it out there to you. And of course, then you're part of my mail list so that I can send you other information of when different events and different things are happening in my world. And, you know, oftentimes I'll share some other things that other people are doing, because I like to spread some good vibes. You know, I'm a super connector in that way. And, you know, again, I know the power of a network, and I know that when you connect good people together, then, you know, it's often a result of excellent things that they end up coming up with. And I've seen that just in different shows. You know, our Think Bold, Be Bold show, you know, went on for 180 shows. I think we published 157, and we've got a bunch in archive to launch something special we've got happening behind the scenes. But that being said, I truly believe that when you listen to types of shows like this, you're going to get information. And when you get information, you can use it. And I know you're going to learn things when you're here. You're going to learn things because you are here. And that's what you're trying to accomplish in life, is to learn more, change, grow. Learn more, change, and grow. And growth comes from, again, applying things. You got to go out there and execute. You got to be a practitioner of this stuff. Meditation and NLP is a great way to start settling it out so that you can connect with yourself on a deeper level. And I know the power of it, because the result, when I look back at my world and as it pulled me through, I visualized million-dollar commissions in my business. I had the opportunities. So therefore, I saw where I needed to put my energy, and the visualization from settling, believing, going up, and getting that energy back in my body, because it's amazing what happens when you do disassociate and cut yourself out a little bit, and especially if you get some NLP with someone who can guide you. But you know, you can also get these things from YouTube, and of course, there's things that I'm going to provide, and you. I have that free meditation and NLP system, of course, at my website. And that's christophercumby.com. Great to talk to you guys today. I'm loving my show from my perspective, of course. And that's important, just so you know. And I say that because If I didn't love it, I wouldn't pour the passion into it and wouldn't come through to you. So I am trying to be and demonstrate what you can do in your life to go after what it is you want. And remember, do something nice for someone today and kick ass. This show is brought to you by Anchor.